Currently, a bill does not become a law until the Secretary of State publishes it, and he must do so within 10 days of the governor signing it. 2 years ago, when the governor signed the collective bargaining law, Secretary of State Doug LaFollette delayed long enough to have a judge order him to publish it. At a public hearing in the Assembly Committee on Government Operations this week, bill author Republican Senator Glenn Grothman said it's time to take the Secretary of State out of the process.
The idea, which I think came about for the first time last session, that the Secretary of State would say, I disagree with the legislature on their on what they believe labor law should be. Or we could say on what they believe criminal law should be, and I should delay the effective date of these bills by 10 days, a little bit silly.
But Secretary of State Doug LaFollette told the committee democracy's not supposed to be a speedy process, and the 10-day delay gives citizens the chance to consider possible problems in a bill. He also said the bill ignores the constitutional role of the Secretary of State as part of the executive branch of government.
The Constitution says that the Secretary of State shall keep a fair record of the official acts of the legislature. And that's always included their publication. And this legislation clearly violates that concept of separation of power.
The bill has already passed the state Senate on a party line vote. The committee is expected to vote the bill onto the Assembly floor before the end of the month. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.